Welcome back to Gospel Gains, where each week you enter a virtual ministry training room to gain some helpful tips and tidbits for greater effectiveness in gospel work and gospel influence. My name is Mark Fodale. It's my joy and privilege to serve as your online trainer. Last week, we talked for longer than 5 minutes about 5 minutes. Now, specifically, we talked about the five strategic minutes right after a meeting ends when you and I are faced with a critical decision. Will we stay in place and focus on our plans? Will we connect with our friends, or will we reach out to newcomers and outsiders? As I said last week, believe it or not, 5 minutes can make all the difference. And my urging was this: use those 5 minutes to go outward to new and unfamiliar faces. Now, today, I'd love to move on from talking about 5 minutes to talking about 10 seconds. You heard me right, 10 seconds. You see, 5 minutes after a meeting or church service can make all the difference in reaching newcomers, but 10 seconds can make all the difference in honoring the Lord in the day-to-day opportunities that he puts before us. Now, let me explain. A number of years ago, I read a very short book that had a very big impact on how I view the ordinary events of everyday life. That book, written by Claire DeGraff, is simply titled The 10-Second Rule. On the back cover, Claire is a he, summarized the 10-second rule in one memorable sentence. Here it is. Just do the next thing you're reasonably certain that Jesus wants you to do, and do it within the next 10 seconds. DeGraff's observation of his Christian life over the years was that, by and large, he, like many of us, played it safe. He rarely took any risks. He was slow to respond to the needs and opportunities in the moment, even though he longed for, he would say, to be more useful and fruitful in the ongoing work of God's Spirit in the kingdom of Christ. In fact, he saw God's hand and call on his life in the big moments and the big decisions, but sadly, day to day, he mostly lived for himself. In fact, here's a quote that summarizes his perspective on his life before the 10-second rule transformed it. He wrote, "I think we Christians who were once on fire for God often slowly and unconsciously drift toward religious activities, even good ones, because they're relatively convenient and they're culturally acceptable forms of obedience. It's a spirituality that we can measure ourselves and others by, familiar and predictable, and it still leaves 95% of our waking hours for ourselves." Wow. In other words, he, like many of us, wanted to honor God more, but often over time ended up doing less. But everything changed for him with the advent of the 10-second rule. Now, to be clear, as he is in his book, the 10-second rule is not divinely inspired. There's no mystical experience, no dreamlike trance in which an illuminated figure handed down a new addition to the laws of God. No, sorry, there's no new revelation here. Instead, what Claire came up with was a simple means to help him honor God in the various moments of life. So, what's the 10-second rule? Bottom line, it's this. In any and every situation, if you feel prompted or stirred to do something or even say something, and it doesn't violate Scripture, but instead really would honor God, do it within 10 seconds. So, you're at a restaurant. You sense that you should invite the server to church. Within 10 seconds, just 10 seconds, lean into that desire and follow through. Or you're walking through your residence hall on campus or your neighborhood at home, and you think, I should grab a meal with so-and-so to see how they're doing. Within the next 10 seconds, move toward making that happen. Or you meet a friend who shares with you some of the harder things of their life, and you feel prompted to ask, would you mind if I just prayed for you right now? Within 10 seconds, ask them, and then, Lord willing, pray for them. Why 10 seconds, you may ask? Well, it's actually pretty simple and true to life, at least my life. According to Claire, if you wait longer than 10 seconds, you'll probably talk yourself out of it. Wow. Pretty simple and profound, huh? If you wait longer than 10 seconds, you'll probably talk yourself out of it. And listen, I don't know about you, but I do that all the time. I feel a desire, an urge, a prompting to do or say something that clearly would be risky, at least in terms of my idol of personal comfort, but it would honor God. It would acknowledge God's ownership over me. It would love my neighbor. It would press his kingdom forward. But the longer I delay in acting, the less likely I am to act. Listen, you know the drill. We get fearful, we second guess, we wonder what others might think or how they might respond. We desperately fear awkwardness. And so, faced with an opportunity to act in faith, we often retreat in fear and indecision. In fact, it happened to me just the other day. A friend and I went out for a meal, and we had a very friendly conversation with the server who I recognized from the last time I had been there some weeks before. And as we were talking about life, I felt the growing urge to ask him if he considered himself a spiritual person. He had a small cross as a tattoo. As you know, in our culture, tattoos are almost always good conversation starters. And the vibe of the conversation was moving toward more personal things. But the longer I waited to ask, I'll be honest, the more I chickened out. The more I pondered, the more fearful I became, and the window of opportunity began to close. Well, you can guess how it ended. I didn't say anything to him about spiritual things. Once again, sadly, I had sacrificed the opportunity to be an ambassador for Christ and settled for the role of a friendly patron. Say I'd waited longer than 10 seconds, and I did nothing as a result. DeGraff writes this in his book, waiting gives you a chance to overthink these impressions of God, providing fertile soil for disobedience and making it just that much easier to say no to God the next time he leads. Hence the 10-second rule. Again, to quote DeGraff, just do the next thing you're reasonably certain Jesus wants you to do and do it within the next 10 seconds. Now, just to ward off any misunderstanding or any misapplications, the 10-second rule does not apply to major life decisions. So please, please take longer than 10 seconds, much longer, to decide who to marry. Or if you feel like you need a job change or want to change your major, please take longer than 10 seconds, much, much longer, to decide and act. In fact, DeGraff anticipates this and writes this word of caution. He writes, do not use the 10-second rule for big decisions like who you're going to marry, where you're going to invest, or whether or not you're going to adopt a child. The rule is for the ordinary day-to-day impressions we get from God to be kind to others, to keep ourselves from evil, and to do good every day. So, the 10-second rule is a framework for understanding how to honor God in the comparatively small things of life, which honestly is where you and I live most every day. It's not a deadline for gaining and applying wisdom in the larger decisions and opportunities before us. Another way to say it is this: the 10-second rule is not a time frame for gaining needed wisdom and the counsel of others, but it's a guideline for those normal interactions and opportunities that pop up in everyday life where we can be reasonably certain that Jesus wants us to act and the scriptures would affirm that certainty. Now, most often the setting is an arena where we feel prompted by God to fulfill his command to us to love our neighbor. In fact, here's a good guideline. You know, if you felt prompted to do or say something and you were to check in with a godly friend, would they say, oh, hold up, buddy, this needs more time to pray and reflect? Or would they say, wow, go for it? If it's the second, go for it. Okay, here's just a final thought as we close. Try the 10-second rule today. Heck, it won't take long, only 10 seconds. You might feel awkward and that situation may not work out as intended. In other words, a server may say no or that friend might not want to have you pray for them. But, isn't there an even greater chance that God would be honored in your efforts and even surprise you with the results? And you would be moving closer to making the most of any and every opportunity that the Lord puts before you and me every day. Let me ask you, isn't that worth 10 seconds?